A panoramic radiograph is usually a routine part of the initial records for orthodontic treatment. In addition to providing information about the dentition, including missing or malformed teeth and the sequence of eruption, panoramic radiographs provide an opportunity for the orthodontist to evaluate patients for the presence of pathology. What would you do if you were reviewing the records of a 14-year-old boy who came to you for an orthodontic consultation because his anterior teeth were not straight, and in reviewing his panoramic radiograph, you saw a solitary, well-defined radiolucency with radiopaque borders located on the anterior aspect of the condyle? The patient presented with no symptoms. Radiolucent cystic findings are not uncommon in mandibular radiographs, and it is important to differentially diagnose true cysts of odontogenic and non-odontogenic origin with inflammatory or developmental pathophysiology from pseudocysts. Radiographically, pseudocysts are radiolucent and well-circumscribed and mostly appear in specific locations in the mandible. In an article titled Mandibular Condylar Pseudocyst, An Introduction to the Orthodontist by Oded Yitzchaky et al., which appeared in the October 2013 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics, the authors present two case reports of patients who had condylar pseudocysts. Condylar pseudocysts appear on the anterior border of the mandibular condyle and present as a solitary, well-defined radiolucency with radiopaque borders located on the anterior aspect of the condyle in asymptomatic patients. The author suggests that this description alone is sufficient for the diagnosis of condylar pseudocyst. The diagnosis of a condylar pseudocyst is important because these cysts are a radiographic variant of a pterygoid fovea, which is a depression on the anterior part of the condyle at the site of the insertion of the internal pterygoid muscle to the head of the mandibular condyle. Identification of condylar pseudocysts is important because these cysts require no further radiographic imaging or surgical intervention, although the authors strongly recommend a 6-month panoramic follow-up to evaluate for any changes. Apparently, condylar pseudocysts have not previously been presented in the orthodontic literature, and the two cases presented in this article provide an opportunity for the orthodontist to become familiar with these cysts and thereby eliminate the need for further invasive treatment. You can find this article in the October 2013 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics.